So today, inshallah, we're taking a look at Juz 15, which means that, subhanAllah, we're at the halfway mark. Remarkable. And we're taking a look at Surah Al-Isra, in which Allah Ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا متر فيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. Allah Ta'ala says, and when we intend to destroy a city, we command its affluent, but they defiantly disobey therein. So the word comes into effect upon it, and we destroy it with complete destruction. So we're taking a look at As-Sunan Al-Ilahiyya. And in this particular ayah, this ayah can be understood in multiple ways. Mufassirin, they have lots of commentary on this ayah. So what is the Sunnah Ilahiyya that we're looking at? What is this divine consistency? We know that Allah Ta'ala can destroy a nation by sending wind, by sending water, and shaking, earthquakes, and so forth, many different ways. But in this particular ayah, Allah is saying that I'm going to let you know of a method that is consistent that I regularly do, which is what? That when I want to destroy a city, what I will do is, I will أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا يَعْنِي بِالطَّاعَةِ. One idea is that they will be commanded, the elite, the rich, the luxurious class, they will be commanded to do good, they'll disobey, so Allah Ta'ala will punish them. This is the one interpretation, which is the weaker interpretation. The second one is, جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أُمَرَاء. That Allah will take the wealthy class, the kids that were raised with a silver spoon in their mouth, you know, the kids that had the trust funds, the super rich, and Allah will make them the politicians. Sound familiar? No? Maybe? I'll let you guys think about it. So, that's the second interpretation.
Joe Biden.
I think we all got it. Okay. The third one is what? And Mujahid rahimahullah says, أَمَّرْنَا يَعْنِي بِتَشْدِيدِ أَيْ سَلَّطْنَا شِرَارَهَا فَعَصَوْا. That we make sure and we empower and give dominance to the worst of them. Allah Ta'ala sees a group of people, a nation that He wants to destroy. I'm going to take the worst of them, the wealthy of them, and I'm going to make sure that they're on top. Sound familiar? Okay, whatever. I'll stop. So, this is another concept that we are seeing. Same thing, Zabakhshari says the same thing. ظاهر اللفظ يدل على أنه تعالى يأمرهم بالفسق فيفسقون. That Allah Ta'ala is commanding the wealthy, the top class, the wealthy class, to become the leaders, the worst of them, and they're going to create fisq. This is not an amr shar'i, this is an amr kawni. Anyway, I'll explain it in a moment. And the fourth opinion is what? Al-Hasan and Al-Qatada and Ya'qub, they all say, أَمَرْنَا. So there's a different, slightly different pronunciation, meaning what? بِالْمَدْ أَيْ أَكْثَرْنَا. We're going to increase them. We're going to make them lots. The wealthy class are going to go up in number. So, what does this imply? Let's take a look at all four points together. Number one, first Allah commands to justice, but the people disobey. So when Allah Ta'ala wants to punish them with a divine punishment, what does He do? Next, He makes the ultra-wealthy business class take over politics. Let me say that again. The ultra-wealthy business class, you know, the businessmen, now they just found their way into politics. Interesting. Point number three, they abuse their position to cause corruption. And then fourthly, they favor their business pals, thus making the rich richer, yani increasing them, أكثرناهم, right? Making the rich richer, and of course, therefore, simultaneously making the poor poorer, essentially eroding the middle class and creating instability in a society that is now primed to devour itself. I'll let you guys think about that. SubhanAllah. It's just, this is one ayah. SubhanAllah, we go through all these ayat. One single ayah, you really pay attention, you think, oh man, this really sounds interesting for a lot of reasons. Anyway, Zayd bint Jahsh, she once asked the Prophet ﷺ, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنَهْلِكُ وَفِينَا الصَّالِحُونَ. Is it possible that we get destroyed even though there are righteous amongst us? And the Prophet ﷺ said, نَعَمْ إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثِ. Yes, if the filth and if the evil increases. So subhanAllah, this is a very scary concept. Allah Ta'ala's warnings about in Surah Isra, which also is called Surah Bani Israel. Interesting. That in this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, be very cautious, that this is the way I set it up. This is my sunnah ilahiyya, that when I make the business class take over the political positions. Why? Because the politicians are supposed to be looking out for the people. But businessmen are only looking for what? Short-term profit. There's a conflict of interest. Because what? They may prioritize their own financial interests, or those of their industry, or to benefit the wealthy, you know, cutting taxes for the rich, etc., over the needs of the public. This could lead to policies that favor the wealthy or large corporations at the expense of everyday citizens. So this could exacerbate income inequality. Point number two, they have short-term thinking. You find that businessmen are always thinking about what's our profit for this next quarter, our next quarter. Whereas the genuine leader, the true politician, is supposed to be thinking of what? What's good for the people for the next century? How can we benefit our people? So subhanAllah, you have to be very cautious of this. And furthermore, the very wealthy business class, these are people who have undue influence. Why? Because these people can use their resources, they have lots at their disposal, in order to shape public opinion, to persuade public opinion, and plus, and lobby, and so on and so forth. And furthermore, the dangerous part is idolization. People say, wow, this person's powerful, powerful politically, this person is powerful, wealthy, and monetarily, financially, and therefore, you look at them as such, you know, idols. And this is exactly how they wield their power, and Allah Ta'ala has to strike them down. Allah Ta'ala mentions this. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُتْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَجْأَرُونَ. Until when we seize their affluent ones with punishment, at once they are crying out. People cry when they see their heroes get knocked down. Furthermore, we're all aware, I'm sure, of the term insider trading. This is the problem. A politician is supposed to be sincere. A politician is supposed to be looking out for the masses, not looking out for it to line their own pockets. Insider trading is when you have privileged information and you say, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to only allow a policy when all my stocks are in place. I'm only going to allow this company to do this or that when all my stocks are in place. Does any of this sound familiar? I'll let you figure that out. So, the point that I'm getting at is that this is the setup in which Allah Ta'ala is telling us is what happens before a society is rife, is ready to crumble. So we want to ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. There's a very beautiful quote that says, when I talk to managers, I get the feeling that they're important. When I talk to leaders, I get the feeling that I'm important. It's a really beautiful quote saying a true leader wants to empower his people, make them feel important. Whereas a bad leader is always talking about how great they are. Again, something to think about. So, we want true leadership, leadership that uplifts people, whereas business people are only thinking about their own profits. Unfortunately, sometimes Muslims, we don't pay attention to the Quran that has the answers right in front of us. The Quran that has the, you could say, the cheat sheet to let us know what could be coming. And so, why could that be the case? Maybe because we're blinded by our own pursuit of wealth ourselves. As the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فِتْنَةً وَفِتْنَةُ أُمَّتِي الْمَالِ. That the Prophet ﷺ says, indeed, there is a trial, a test, and a fitna for every nation. And the test of my nation is money. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah ta'ala keep us safe. And may Allah ta'ala appreciate and learn and study these ayat. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.